under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into today's show. This is Thursday, February 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly looking forward to a fantastic, terrific Thursday. Going to have a couple guests on today. I want you to be taking note of the fact that Ralph Rebant, who's running for RNC chair, is going to join us from 10:05 to 10:30. You'll be on with us in the second hour. We had Dr. Rob Steele on yesterday. We're going to have Ralph on today. And then after you hear Ralph's interview, we'll do an unscientific poll. And you guys text me at 231-360-5140. If you are a precinct delegate going to your county convention on February 15th, a week from tonight, and would be chosen to go to the state caucus convention down in Detroit on March 2nd, who would you vote for when it comes to RNC national committee men? Just an unscientific poll. You guys heard yesterday from Dr. Rob Steele. We're going to do the same time slot today with Ralph Rebant. So looking forward to that conversation. Also, we're going to have John Davis come on from MAGA Water over in Sheboygan. We're going to talk about reverse osmosis filters and water softeners. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about so much more. But we're going to get started this morning. I predicted it. Looks like the governor of the state of Michigan, in her press conference yesterday, rolling out her $80.7 billion budget for the upcoming year. Fiscal year 2025. It's going to start on October 1st of this year because we're on a fiscal calendar. We run from October 1st at the stroke of midnight until September 30th. She thinks that she can almost keep the budget at the current $82 billion level, creating all this new spending. Especially when it comes to education. We're going to get into the details of all that. And maintain the current level of spending without the $9 billion in China virus money they have in the current budget that they spent. Well, quote of the day from yesterday afternoon after the press conference was at 1 o'clock. The minority leader, Republican Eric Nesbitt in the Senate, said, quote of the day, instead of fixing the damn roads, Governor Whitmer is racking up the damn debt. she's actually transferring the biggest problem the Republicans have. She's taking $670 million from retiree health care benefits to fund her expansion currently of K through 12. No, it's called PK, pre-kindergarten, four-year-olds going to public schools through 14. Pre-K to 14, starting this fiscal year budget. She's calling it a return to normal. We're going to get into the details, folks. We're going to break this all down for you. This is going to be a massive, massive increase in taxes in order to pay for it. But she didn't talk about that. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV over there in Gaylord. Go see our good friend Tony and his team located right behind the Walgreens Expressway Court. You can actually see it from I-75 when you're heading south, coming off the ramp there at exit number 282. Check out their inventory. They've got some spring sales getting ready to launch, and you guys can get first dibs on them. 2024 models, unbelievable technology in these new trailers, RVs, fifth wheels, pickup truck, K campers, all kinds of towables. You guys need to go check out the inventory. Or you can go online, northernmichiganrv.com is the website, and look at their inventory online. Give them a call. Make an appointment to go down and meet with one of the sales professionals there. The team is awesome. Service department is awesome. They're open all winter long. Go down and see if you can get a great deal on a brand new model and take it home. Be ready for this summer. It's going to be a great summer of camping. Looking forward to it. Now, I'm going to start off with, of course, the Detroit Free Press, who's basically media for the liberals in the state of Michigan. In discussing Governor Gretchen Whitmer's budget proposal that she submitted to the lawmakers yesterday afternoon, Governor Gretchen Whitmer made free preschool and community college a centerpiece of an $80.7 billion budget she presented to state lawmakers Wednesday for the upcoming 2025 fiscal year that begins October 1st. My proposal today will deliver on the vision that I outlined a couple of weeks ago in my State of the State address. Lowering costs, improving education, and ensuring that anyone and everyone can make it here in Michigan. Not guaranteeing, but ensuring it. The governor said her spending plan would guarantee a free public education from preschool through community college. It'll provide tax relief for family caregivers and expand subsidies for companies that create jobs in Michigan. Subsidies. Government handouts to companies is the responsibility of our state government, according to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She said the budget will not raise taxes. Okay, where are you getting the money from? It will make another deposit into the state's rainy day fund that will bring its balance to a record $2.2 billion in the bank. But the Senate Minority Leader, I already mentioned his quote of the day, Eric Nesbitt, said the budget continues a reckless spending spree, quote unquote, noting that officials said it would leave less than $20 million on the state's balance sheet if adopted in full. It seems likely it's only a matter of time before spending officially outpaces our revenues if we do not change course. Whitmer's proposal includes $14.3 billion in the general fund, which is basically the state's main checking account, and $19 billion to go to the school aid fund. State Budget Director Jen Flood has described the 2025 governor's budget proposal as a return to normal, quote unquote. After having years of massive surpluses, largely spurred by federal stimulus money in response to the China virus pandemic. But she and Whitmer said progress in eliminated underfunding post-retirement health care liabilities in the Michigan Public School Employees Retirement System, that's MPERS, basically acronym, freed up $670 million to be spent in classrooms as the state continues to work to reduce other unfunded MPERS pension liabilities. The 2024 budget, which was signed into law, ended up being $82 billion, was broken down where it had $81.7 billion, but later added $300 million in supplemental spending, which brought it to the $82 billion number, according to the Senate Fiscal Agency, which tracks our appropriation spending bills. Previous year's 2023 budget was $76 billion, but later it received $1.35 billion in supplemental spending, which brought it to 77.4. Previously, the governor outlined in her State of the State address many proposals, which she detailed on Wednesday, giving away a tax credit for family caregivers, rebates for new car purchases, and a new innovation fund to support startup companies. Free public education from pre-K, four-year-olds, through community college. Whitmer asked for $650 million to remove all income eligibility requirements for four-year-olds to attend preschool at no cost to their families, and asked for $330 million to be given to the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Fund so that any graduating high school senior could attend community college tuition-free. Budget Director Flood said investments in early childhood education where we will get the biggest bang for our buck. Last year, Whitmer launched a new education department. Now, I'm going to stop right there. That new education department, folks, yeah, that's being challenged in court right now by who? The superintendent, Michael Rice, her own superintendent of education in the state of Michigan, has taken her to court over the creation of this new education department. Focus on early childhood learning and higher education. The governor went on to say, for too long, we have thought of education as K through 12. But we know that's not good enough if we want to remain competitive. Whitmer, rolling out the budget today, focusing on the spending and not the paying. How is she going to pay for it? As part of her goal to expand access to educational opportunities to more residents, Whitmer initially set a goal of providing universal access to state-funded pre-K by the end of her second term in 2026. But in this year's State of the State address, she announced her plan was moved up. She moved it up 2 years on her timeline. Providing pre-K education for every four-year-old in the state starting this state budget. So basically, this fall is when this would kick in. Whitmer also wants lawmakers to provide funding for 2 years of tuition-free community college to all high school graduates in Michigan. In addition, the governor proposed a 2.5% per pupil increase for K-12 students, which would now bring per pupil funding up to $9,849. She's asked lawmakers to continue a program providing free breakfast and lunch to all public school students in K-12. She's also proposing 2.5% funding increase for higher education. In the proposal, it calls for 5% increases in statutory revenue sharing for local governments, plus a one-time 2% allocation that must be used for public safety. She pointed to the cost savings for Michiganders. Wimmer described a couple of proposals aimed at lowering the costs for Michiganders, including measures to reduce housing costs through a $1.4 billion house construction and rehab program that would be implemented through the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. She's proposing a caregiver tax credit that would provide up to $5,000 in tax relief for uncompensated caregivers, those taking care of the aging or sick relatives, to cover expenses such as counseling, transportation, nursing, and other services. That's proposed to cost $59 million in 2025, according to the budget documents. Whitmer also put forward a tax savings plan aimed at boosting vehicle sales in Michigan. The proposed My Vehicle Rebate, MI, like in Michigan, would give buyers $1,000 on a new internal combustion vehicle, $2,000 on a new battery electric EV or hybrid vehicle, with an additional $500 in money if the vehicles were made at a union plant. Of course, she's got to pay back the UAW members. The proposal marks Whitmer's third attempt to ask lawmakers to approve tax savings for car purchases. But for the first time, she has expanded the proposal to include all new vehicles, not just EVs. Cost, another $25 million. While our latest proposals expands the type of vehicles covered, it would also set aside half of the funding compared with previous versions she submitted. She says the savings program would continue until the funds dry up. And then she goes into her catering mode, picking winners and losers, business subsidies aimed at growing Michigan's economy. Whitmer outlined her ideas for supporting Michigan businesses. She proposed a $60 million innovation fund that would support startup companies and provide for a research and development tax credit. Startup companies. Okay, let's stop right there. Not existing companies already struggling to survive in the state of Michigan, companies that have been loyal to our state, but startup companies. Now, are those going to be locally owned startups, or are these going to be startups that she's trying to lure to come to Michigan that are housed and owned outside of the state of Michigan? We're going to get into that. Proposed budget. I told you it was coming. The announcement was made yesterday afternoon. Here are the details. Bob and the Hour Newsbreak. We'll be right back.